Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
We have to learn a whole lot, you guys. We have to go back in our lives and say, how did I miss this information about this health thing? Or how did I miss this information? This song just reminds me of this. So thank you, Jonathan. We really do have to pay attention. And I'm talking about strokes. We've been hearing about strokes to the point that people are tired of hearing about it. Some of them don't even believe all of the statistics and what happens and how is it that I don't know or I don't feel it. And those kind of questions are still very present here in our country. Well, joining us is Dr. Ron Terrell, and he's from Allina Health, because he says every 40 seconds, someone suffers a stroke, making this medical condition one of the leading causes of death in the U.S. Now, you may be surprised to learn that strokes are largely preventable to the tune of 80%. Yeah, it mainly comes down to lifestyle choices. Though it can be very hard. May is Stroke Awareness Month. Did you know that? And because of it, we've asked Dr. Ron Terrell, a neurologist at Allina Health, to share more about the symptoms of strokes and risk factors. Thank you so much for being here with us, Dr. Terrell. Really appreciate it.
Really happy to be with you.
So it's quite shocking that we have to mention this every year, because people know about, you know, strokes and how often they can happen. And it's almost like a silent killer. We don't always know what the symptoms are. Why is it that we still have to constantly hear more about this every year?
Well, it helps that we actually have a National Stroke Month, which is May every year, so we can try and get the word out to everybody. But stroke is one of those things that I think all of us assume happens to somebody else. And we never think of ourselves as possibly being a victim of that. But like you were inferring, there are over 800,000 strokes that occur in the U.S. alone every year. And at any given time, there's more than 4 million people walking around that have had strokes in the past. So it is a big problem. And the important thing about it is we can prevent it, and it just comes with a little bit of knowledge.
Okay, so how many Americans have died or that you know of in the United States?
I mean, I can't tell you over time how many have died, but as you said, there's about 200,000 to 400,000 that can die in any given year, and other people can be debilitated by it and their lives change forever.
That's right. So what is happening in our bodies that causes a stroke to occur?
Well, the stroke we'll talk about now is about the stroke that's caused by a blood clot. You know, there are bleeding kind of strokes that are caused by aneurysms, different things. We're not going to talk about that, but it's the clotting kind of strokes that affect most people by far. And these blood clots can develop at any time, and once you have an area in your brain, a blood clot in the brain that prevents blood from flowing through a certain vessel, whatever area of the brain doesn't get its blood supply, whatever it controls, you lose that function. So people are familiar with the right side of the brain controlling the left side of the body, and some people even know that language is only controlled on one side of the body, one side of the brain for the most part. And so people will have these sudden onset deficits, this loss of function, without pain usually. It's not about pain. It doesn't hurt, which is what throws a lot of people off. But suddenly they might feel numbness or tingling or weakness on one side of their body or the other. Some will find that they can't get their words out, or maybe they're not understanding what others are trying to communicate to them. And it's all about where the blood clot occurs, what areas of the brain are involved, and what functions come from that area of the brain.
You know, there have been so many medical organizations over the decades that have said, hey, it's often painless and it comes without warning, without warning, without warning. So some people say, hey, yeah, I have this little headache or I have this little thing, but it doesn't mean anything. What is the main, what should we look for to absolutely know we need to run into the hospital to see about it?
Great question. So we've developed this little acronym and it's called BEFAST. B-E-F-A-S-T. And it's basically used around the world and certainly around the U.S. And B stands for balance. So any sudden change in your balance, it could be vertigo or dizziness, or it could be just incoordination that you really don't understand why you're tripping over your own leg or something like that. E stands for eyes. That implies a sudden change in vision. People can lose vision towards one side of their world or the other. They can lose vision sometimes in one eye, but any kind of change in vision, including even double vision, could be the sign of a stroke. F is for face. Weakness or numbness, usually on one side of the face, can be a sign of stroke. S is for speech, and by speech, it could be your words are coming out slurred, or even if you know what you want to say, you listen to yourself and the wrong noises are coming out altogether when you know what you intended to say, but it just doesn't come out right. That's when it involves the language part of the brain. Mm-hmm. A is for arms and legs, sudden weakness or numbness in the arms or legs. Again, it's usually on one side of the body or the other. And T is for time, and time is of the essence. Once blood flow has been blocked from a certain area of the brain, we have treatment for that. We can treat people, and we can reverse those changes and open up that blood vessel with medication and sometimes other procedures, but we have a limited time window to actually make the difference. Otherwise, once the blood flow has been blocked for too long, the brain tissue in that area has already died, and we lose that opportunity. Right now, we have a medication that basically is Drano for the bloodstream, and it's called TNK or Tenecteplase. There's another one that we've used in the past also called TPA. And these literally work like Drano. They'll help to clear the clots out. But every second that goes by, every minute that goes by, you're losing more and more brain and losing the opportunity to reverse the changes that suddenly occurred.
You said that there is often a limited time window to make sure you take this medication so that it can help. 4.5 hours, I think about the seniors who are at home alone. Maybe their caregiver is just not there yet. And I'm very concerned about 4.5 hours. Is there any other way that we could get extra time?
There can be other ways to give extra time, but 4.5 hours is the cutoff that our studies have showed us is the right timing where we can treat people just based upon their presentation to the hospital and what kind of deficits we see. Of course, we have to get a scan to make sure it's not a bleeding kind of stroke, but once that's confirmed, which just takes, 3 or 4 minutes, we can go ahead with that treatment. We do have other procedures, and sometimes there's a way to look at the brain with different kinds of CAT scan studies or MRI studies and prove to ourselves that the tissue that was affected is still salvageable. So we can still possibly do procedures to pull clots out of blood vessels by going in with a catheter, similar to what the cardiologists do when someone has a heart attack. They open up the vessels by going into a catheter, and they do that clearance of the vessels called angioplasty, where they open up the blood vessel. Mm-hmm. We have ways to do similar things, but that too can be time limited. But sometimes that kind of procedure can go out to even 24 hours, and we still have a chance to improve a person's outcome.
Let's talk a little bit about the face when you spoke about some people experience weakness in the face when a stroke is occurring. What about Bell palsy? I hope I have that correct.
You?
I had a friend that had Bell palsy, and it's so much like a stroke.
It is. And I wouldn't want you or others out there to second guess themselves thinking maybe this is just Bell's palsy. To answer your question, what Bell's palsy is it's caused by a nerve dysfunction in the face, one of the key nerves that controls the motor function of the face. But we in the hospital and in the emergency department can tell the difference, because Bell's palsy will affect the strength and movement of the forehead. But in stroke, and this is just because of how the nerves work and what nerves go where and what they control, in stroke, they do not involve the forehead. So it's always the lower face that droops, usually the mouth. You can tell someone's, you know, fold along their mouth might be a little droopy or a little flattened out, or they simply can only smile towards one side of their face or the other. But it doesn't involve the forehead when it's a stroke. But please don't go in front of the mirror and debate that yourself. Get to the hospital. We'll call off any emergency treatments if we see that. And our ER doctors and as neurologists, we're very well versed at looking at that right away and can tell you right away.
When we look at risk factors, you know, high blood pressure, diabetes, kidney disease, and abnormal rhythm of the heart, that sounds like it could be so many other things. How will you know for sure that this is about a stroke? Or do we, if we're sensing any of those risk factors, should we call the hospital or call 911 immediately?
Right. Well, I think those are two different things. So the risk factors that we talk about are those underlying conditions that would make a person more likely to have a stroke than someone who doesn't have the same risk factors. So high blood pressure, people who are known to have high blood pressure on medicine or not, they are at a higher increased risk of stroke just because of that diagnosis. Diabetes is a risk factor for stroke. High cholesterol is a risk factor for stroke. And all of our lifestyle is potentially a risk factor for stroke. You know, eating a healthy diet is really important, and staying nourished and exercise is also very important. So the risk factors themselves are what we want to manage, hopefully before anything happens. But when someone comes into the hospital, they've been diagnosed with the stroke based on their acute symptoms, we'll go over not just what we think might have caused their stroke, but we will review with them all of their possible risk factors. So if they are smokers, or if they have diabetes, if they have high blood pressure, different kinds of conditions that lend themselves more to vascular disease, we'll address everything. And also the abnormal heart rate called atrial fibrillation is a big risk factor for stroke as well.
Okay, there's a piece of this whole conversation about how food really affects us or infects us and makes us vulnerable to strokes and so many other things, right? The challenge is food today is not the food of yesterday. We don't get as much of the nutrients we need out of it. We're taking vitamins all the time. We're trying our best to find out what we should drink, whether it's carrot juice or orange juice. It's maddening to try to figure out where can you get what you need inside of your body to make sure you stay as far away from a stroke. Because I know people who are very fit. They eat organic foods, right? Or 70% raw and 30% cooked. I mean, they're doing everything they can to maintain their health. Yet a stroke still can happen. Is it hereditary?
Strokes can absolutely be hereditary as well. Again, the different underlying conditions, for instance, diabetes can be hereditary. High blood pressure can be hereditary. Heart conditions, certain heart conditions can be hereditary too. So heredity always plays into it. But, you know, all of us in the whole world carry our own little set of risk factors. And the idea of, for instance, you pointed out the diet, just living a healthy diet, whether that's with the Mediterranean diet, there are a lot of different diets out there, and I'm not going to discount any of them. But what it means is that people are paying attention to what they eat. They're trying to eat more healthy, whatever style of diet they may use. And that's going to make a big difference. If you're just going to have your Coke every morning from the gas station and fries and a burger, that's probably not going to get you as far as you would with a little more education about what foods are better and what foods aren't.
What are some of the new things we're learning about strokes? I know that the brain is so complicated. What you all do at Illini, I can just imagine how intriguing it can be and absolutely unnerving it can be because it's ever-changing. So how do you know, or should we say ask that question of our doctors, hey, I'm feeling something a little weird in my brain in this particular section, even if we can't name it? Because, like yeah. I said, it's ever-changing.
Well, really good question, and it brings up two different points. So again, when we're talking about a stroke, it usually, by far and away, is a sudden loss of function, an organized neurologic deficit. Now, when I say that, I'm meaning I can tell you 29 times out of 30 where a person's stroke likely is in their brain based on the symptoms that they present with, because I know what part of the brain controls what parts of the body, et cetera, and I'm accustomed to working with that.
Well, Dr. Terrell, I'd like to take a break. Of course, he's from Illini Health. Can you stick with us for a few more minutes?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back, everyone. Neurologist Dr. Ron Terrell has been joining us from Illini Health, and I'm so grateful for some of the information he has shared during this month, which is Stroke Month. This is the time to talk about it. And he's joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you so much, Dr. Ron Terrell. You have given us a lot of information. If there was one last thing you want us to know very quickly, what would it be?
I think most important thing would be to know the stroke warning signs. As I went through, you could look it up online. It's B fast, B for balance, changes in balance, E for eyes, F for face, weakness, numbness in the face, A for arms and legs, weakness and numbness, S for speech or language, difficulty getting your speech or language out, and T for time, because time is everything. We have a limited amount of time that we can intervene and actually reverse the stroke that may have just occurred.
It is quite remarkable. Thank you so much for sharing this in this incredible month of May, where we really should be talking about it every day, every week, every month. Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah. All right. My pleasure. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.